Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for making it a priority to hear the Word of God, to absorb it, to let it wash over you, and then to be prayed for. It is my sincere prayer that as I read the Scripture, of course, there's transformation that comes just in hearing the Scripture, but also that as I pray Scripture back over you, that this will inform the way and deepen the way you pray today. Today I'm reading from Psalm 105, and this is another long psalm, so I'm going to read verses 1 through 25 today and then the following verses the next day. This is in the English Standard Version of the Bible. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wondrous works, glory in His holy name. Let all the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and the judgments He's uttered. O offspring of Abraham, His servant, children of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for 1,000 generations. The covenant that He made with Abraham, His sworn promise to Isaac, which He confirmed to Jacob as a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, "To you I will give the land of Canaan as your portion for an inheritance." When they were few in number, of little account, and sojourners in it, wandering from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, He allowed no one to oppress them. He rebuked kings on their account, saying, "Touch not my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm." When He summoned a famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, He had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt with fetters, His neck was put in a collar of iron, until what He had said came to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people set him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. Then Israel came to Egypt. Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham, and the Lord made His people very fruitful and made them stronger than their foes. He turned their hearts to hate His people, to deal craftily with His servants. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank You for the history of Israel, and I love that in this psalm we're seeing such a great swath of history of the promise that was sent to Abraham and fulfilled in Isaac, then Jacob, and the nation of Israel that was oppressed under Pharaoh, and yet You and then the famine that came, and yet You raised up Joseph from among his brothers to protect that nation for what would come in the future. And Lord, that is such a great story for all of us to know, especially the story of Joseph this morning as I'm praying, is this idea of he went through it, Lord, and he was wrongly accused, and he was, through no fault of his own, was placed in this difficult place. And Lord, I know there's someone listening today who feels the weight of that, who has been placed somewhere that they did not ask for, and has been harmed by somebody else, and they're now suffering the consequences for someone else's evil actions. And Lord, I know that that's really a hard place to be. But I also know that when I've gone through things like that, there's been a camaraderie that's existed between me and You, Jesus. Knowing that You were crucified for our sins, it was not Your fault. You were handed over by evil men, and You were crucified for us. And so when we suffer in a similar manner, of course, never as similar as the cross, but when we are betrayed, when we are hurt, when someone's actions cause us harm, and we have to live in the aftermath of their consequences, not our own, we can have fellowship with You because we now understand a little tiny bit of what You went through. And so, Lord, for my friend listening today who is in that place of just feeling forsaken and broken by humanity and humans and friends and family alike, help them to find that camaraderie with You and that sweet place of fellowship that happens between folks who are both broken. And so, Lord, thank You for that. And help us to have a longer perspective on Your faithfulness, not just to be trapped in this moment, but to look backwards to see your faithfulness and to trust you today for your faithfulness and to trust you tomorrow for your faithfulness as well. We choose to do that now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you and thankful that you've taken this time. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. You'll get a free painting at the $10 level. You'll receive a secret podcast at the $25 level, and I'll add you to my prayer team at the $100 level. So thank you so much, and I hope you have an amazing prayer-filled day.